Hello there and welcome to The Table, the GB and Can two-hour arts program, which happens every Thursday between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. And on the first half of the program, of course, we've got Talking Arts. And this week, we're going to talk to Lisa Finn Powell, who's the relationships manager down at the Penrith Performing Arts Centre there, where the Joan is, and the art gallery. And we're going to have a chat to her about her past career, which included being a presenter here on Radio Blue Mountains with Fran Kane. They used to do travel around the world, a travel show. And then we're going to talk to her about the Joan and the Performing Arts Centre and get the background there. And then we'll find out what's happening this weekend and what's in store coming up in the rest of 2024. Now, we're going to regularly have Lisa on to give us an update once a month. And this episode, we've got her for the whole episode. She'll be here for the full hour and play a couple of songs. But in the future, she'll do a spot once a month, which will, be a bit of a directory spot and just let us know what's going on. But I thought it, since we haven't talked to her on the program before and I wanted to catch up with the things that Lisa's been doing, we'd do a full episode. And then, of course, after that, we'll move into Blue Mountains Live, where I've got interviews with Linda Mitzi and Sam Booker, who are both performing on the weekend. Linda's going to be at the Bootlegger and Sam's going to be up at Hotel Etica. So we'll chat to them and play some music there as well. So stay tuned. And we'll get into it. We're going to play a song from Ash Grunwald, who's going to be performing at the Blue Mountains Music Festival mid-March. And I'm going to continue playing songs from the performers there as we get closer. And hopefully I might even be able to score a couple of interviews with some of the performers before I think it's the 15th of March. So stay tuned, lots to get through. And here's Ash Grunwald after a few promos.
This is Talking Arts, our weekly focus on a wide array of art forms hosted by the Professor every Thursday from 6.
Are you struggling to save for your first home deposit? If you don't want to wait years to buy a home, Afford Assist can offer 1% deposit home loan. Its innovative deferred deposit solution makes it possible to secure a loan, buy with an initial part deposit, defer and pay the balance of the deposit without interest. A home loan with an Afford Assist deferred deposit can reduce mortgage stress by reducing the loan amount and thousands on interest payments. Call Anthony on 1800 961 108 or visit affordassist.com and let us assist you to buy your first home.
It's important for us mob to take the time to relax and enjoy the journey. And with more than 365 destinations, New South Wales Trainlink can take you home. To reconnect with mob and breathe in your country, weave your way across our lands on board a train or coach and relax. Take it easy while New South Wales Trainlink does the driving.
To find out more and book your next trip, search New South Wales Trainlink. We'll take you there, a New South Wales government program.
Yeah, I got busted speeding. Drink driving.
I was caught texting while driving.
I wasn't wearing my seatbelt.
I copped a fine and 5 points.
I had to cop losing my licence.
I copped a hefty fine.
So, if you speed,
don't wear a seatbelt.
Text while driving.
Or drink and drive.
Take it from me. You can stop it or cop it.
A message from the New South Wales Government.
The time I noticed, already gone. Going through the motions, just hanging on. Well, I don't need to go over what went wrong. What does it matter now? You ain't my problem anymore.
Yeah. my problem anymore.
Hello and welcome to Talking Arts here on the GBM Cam Arts Program, The Table, on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM. And tonight we've got a special guest who's going to make her first appearance on the program, but we're hoping to get her back every month to do an update on what's happening down at the Joan down in Penrith. And that's Lisa Finn Powell, who some may recognise. Lisa's name from a show she used to do on RBM, a travel show with Fran Kane. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Thank you. Good to be here. Yes, Fran and I did Stories Around the World a few years back, pre-COVID. I think we still kind of floated through COVID a bit, but yeah, it was really great. Missed that studio, I can tell you that.
Well, the studio you were doing it in is now the office.
I know, I've heard. I have to come and see all the rearranging.
Yeah, and yeah. Well, everything's just more compact, basically. So,
okay.
Yeah, still, the old studio has now got all the desks and stuff that was in the upfront office. And,
okay.
And the studio is just a very much a small studio room. But I think it actually works a bit better because there was a lot of space in the old room that we didn't use, and it just became a big echo chamber sort of thing. So,
yeah, that's true because the ceiling was quite high and everything.
Yeah. So it's took a few people a little while to get used to it, but I actually think it works a bit better now. But
yeah, great. I'll have to come and have a look.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for having me on. It's good to chat with you.
Okay, so I'll get you to, as I said, give us some background to. The Joan and how you got the job there, and then you can launch into letting us know what's currently happening, as we will do, as I said, every month. We'll get Lisa back in and give us a Joan Good. Report.
Great. Yeah. We'll give the Joan and the gallery report. So I'll give you a great big background of everything. So I started we are actually Penrith Performing and Visual Arts, or PPNVA, because we're made up of the Joan Sutherland Performing Arts Centre, and in the Joan is also Penrith Conservatorium of Music and Kew Theatre Company. And then we are also Penrith Regional Gallery, which is across the river. So I have the longest title in the history of the world. I don't tend to go into that as much anymore. but I started there in 2020 as the PR coordinator, public relations coordinator. And then I think it was last year, bumped up to the relationships manager. So I do a lot of interviews and PR and organizing interviews, or actually just giving them and just, you know, floating around, chatting to people, schmoozing. I just love that. So as a result, since we have all these things going on, we're super busy. And we always have a lot to spruik. So obviously the Joan has music and shows and drama and all sorts, along with workshops. We have an open Fridays every Friday where we have like either a live and local musician, or we have some kind of a workshop, something like that. And then in the building, in the Joan building, we also have the Penrith Conservatorium of Music, and that is music lessons, lots and lots and lots of music lessons. We have a lot of kids that come through there, and we have music lessons for also adults and things on different parts of the week and on the weekend, and then lots of great shows that they put on as well with the Penrith Youth Orchestra, with the Richard Bonning Ensemble. I mean, they're quite amazing. You know, it's just amazing to see these young people doing such, you know, incredible musical work. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and as I said to you off air, in chasing you down, I did actually talk to someone from the conservatory, and it's Tim, who is a coordinator there, musical coordinator. So we're going to have him on air.
Yeah, definitely, because he's also a composer. He's quite amazing.
Yeah.
That is one of the coolest things about the job, actually. You know, as a creative person and with my own arts practice as a writer, I'm an author, I'm a musician, I always find it hard to kind of put myself into a box. You know, people say, what do you do? I'm like, oh,
no, of course.
All sorts of stuff, you know.
And other people tend to like to do that. But I did, when I was talking to Tim, I did say, oh, did you know Lisa was a singer and you know, was a jazz singer and torch singer and blah, blah, blah. And he went, oh, really? Oh, I must talk to her about that. Yeah.
I actually have done a couple of gigs at the Joan.
All right.
And it's really fun to have my colleagues sitting there going, what?
Of course, okay. Of course.
We kind of only know each other from our sort of like, you know, day job kind of thing.
No, of course. Well, it's like that thing where, you know, people are chatting about, you always imagine, you know, all of a sudden somebody bursts into song and it's like, you know, when they decide to do musical episodes of sitcoms, you know. So.
yeah, I love that, actually. I love that. But yeah, so those sorts of arts roles, I think people who have an arts practice, they gravitate toward that, you know.
That's no, of course. And that's, of course, what you want to happen in somewhere like the Joan, is that everybody's of a like mindset, you know. So.
Yeah, and it's just filled. Both the Joan and the Galley are just filled with the most talented, amazing, multidisciplinary, cool people.
Right.
You know, I just really love it. I love the people, and I'm we're always learning more and more about each other. You know, the people will casually mention something, and you're like, really? Oh my gosh, I didn't know that about you. So I think that's what makes the work rich, because, you know, there's this kind of deeper understanding of the art or the artist or whatever the show is, you know, because we've been like on stage and backstage, you know, all of it. So that's the way I feel anyway.
That's sort of the intention of me contacting you, was to open up to what is going on down at Joan, because I do know a lot of our listeners trip down the hill to see programs there, and when we had Marlene Chern doing her program, she was regularly having people like yourself or people who were putting on shows at the Joan on her program. I know she's been chasing Tim Ross, known as Rosso, about his show, but instantly that she started putting posts up about the show on Facebook and in amongst our group, people started saying, oh, really, the comedian from the radio, he's doing a show about architecture. What's all that about? You know, so
yeah, that's right.
People are generally interested in, and because she stopped doing her program, we lost a bit of that connection. So we're just trying to get it back. I know she's still doing the occasional sort of special program on the station, and she's going to do. She's putting on one that with Tim Ross, so that'll be you know, a lot of people looking forward to that. So
yeah, I think Tim was on maybe with her yesterday. Yeah, he has a show coming up. Well, actually, it's Friday. Yeah, it's
that's
coming
right. Up. Yeah, so that's why I did want to mention.
Okay.
Come on, Lisa, you're the PR person.
I know. Gosh. I have to have these things tattooed on my arm sometimes.
Indeed.
Yeah, so tomorrow, and it's near, I think it's sold out, and then they added a few more seats because he's quite popular.
That's what I read on the post, that they had added some extra seats for the show.
Yeah, some extra seats. And that happens now and again, which is a good problem to have. But obviously we know him from Merrick and Rosso.
Yep.
He was on, I think, Triple J first, and then he was like,
correct,
on
yeah, that's
when
right.
It started or something, and
which is I think maybe where Marlene knows him from, because I know she had things to do with Triple J, and also her partner was in a band called the Shrinking Violets, because I was in a band at the same time in Sydney around the sort of late 80s, and so that's where we instantly connected, but I think she may know Tim from a previous life, actually. So
okay, well, see, that's the thing that I don't have here, because I didn't grow up here, obviously. I grew up in the States, and I don't have that kind of background. People will say to me, do you remember that old ad? I'm like, no, sorry. But it's quite fun being in the role here, because I research and do a lot of background work to get an understanding of things.
Right.
And as I meet, like, my husband's Australian, and sometimes I say, oh, did you know blah, blah, blah about so-and-so? Nope, he didn't. So I get that part of it anyway. But
yeah. Oh, well, that's one of the things. I grew up in Sydney in independent bands, like, and Marlene was around at the same time, and she was managing gigs and things like that. We basically connected when we came up here. We sort of went, oh, hello, yeah. We know the same 12 people that everybody who was wandering around at that time know, yeah. You know. So,
well, had I grown up here, I would have probably been your compatriot, because in the States I was in bands and things during that time as well.
Of course, yeah. It's a certain ilk of people. You know, at the same time, I was also working fringe theatre. And so, I mean, the Q theatre, I imagine it's the same Q theatre that we used to talk about back in that day when I was working at Griffin at the stables in Kings Cross, you know. And so, once again, it's still the same people. And, of course, I met, when I came up here, I ran into Maggie Davis, who was there at the same time at the stables at Griffin Theatre, and still is involved with Griffin Theatre.
Okay.
But once again, I didn't really talk to her until I came up here and met her on the radio on Julie Anker's program. You know, so.
Yeah, Q Theatre's been around for, like, you know, 6 decades, the theatre company, right?
Yeah, exactly. So,
like, artist opportunities, skills development, that kind of thing, which is what we do. We have, we commission artists and, you know, lean into the kind of local communities as well. We have a workshop program. We have an access ensemble for people with disability. And for, I think, about more than 30 years now, we've been doing an annual youth theater festival. So Q Theater is very busy.
Right.
At the moment, they are running Originate. That is a artist residency program. And yeah, they do a lot of cool stuff. And we also have a theater in the building that is called the Q Theater.
The Q Theater,
there's a physical Q Theater. Because we have 3 theaters in the building. We have the Q Theater, which is 300 plus seats. Then we have the Exhibition Hall, which is 500 plus seats. And then we have the Black Box Theater, which is 80 to 90 seats. And then we also have some other kind of spaces, you know, the Borland Bar. We do gigs and things in there, so there's quite the building itself is enormous. It took me quite a while to figure out where everything was in the maze.
No, it's a brilliant space, and it's such a thing up here is that we've just done some stuff, some courses and different things out at the Transformation Hub out at Lithgow. Which is connected to Western Uni. And then you've got the Joan down there. But we've got nothing in Katoomba like that, you know, big institutional sort of arts spaces, you know, collected like that are outfitted and able to, you know, provide resources and all that sort of stuff. And it's a desperate need up here. So, but you know, people are quite happy to trip down the hill, as I said.
Well, that is good to know. And come and see me anytime you come down. I always like to welcome our VIPs from
Thank you. Oh, I don't think of myself like that at all.
Oh, but I do love that. That's one of the fun things about my job. It's like greeting people and welcome them to our venues and our spaces and showing them around. And you know, it's a night out.
Like, no, of course.
It's just so fun. And like this weekend, we've got, Rosso is on tomorrow.
Yep.
And so I think there's a few tickets left. I haven't checked this morning, but yesterday I think there were
We'll do some housekeeping in a minute and you can let us know where they can contact and they can get those tickets.
Yep. And then on Saturday the 24th, I'm going to go to this one. Just the other thing, you got to be careful. You're just going to everything all the time. But there's so many fun things. Like, I've seen so many great things, especially lots of music. As a musician, I love to check in. We've got Kate Miller Heidke later this year.
All right, yes, I saw that.
Last year we saw Vicar and Linda, which was really great.
Wow.
And the Barnes family, you know, Jane Barnes fan, and the whole amazingly talented family that they have, and even like the tribute bands. I love to bring, my son is a teenager, young teenager, and he's learning to play guitar. And, you know, we take him along to see, he's like the youngest guy in the audience, I can tell you. But we took him to this ELO tribute thing.
Right. Yeah.
And oh, you can tell you've got him when afterwards he is, you know, Shazamming the song so that he can get it.
No, of course. And starting to look up ELO. And then, of course, you know, you move on and look up the Traveling Wilburys and, you know,
yes.
And you start getting into all that history of all that song making. And then, of course, he'll probably jump across to, you know, Roy Orbison and Tom Petty and Bob Dylan and, you know, it's a launching point. It always is. But the thing that we don't have is being able to go and see these bands live, you know, of course, because, you know, it was 50 years ago. So, it's really good to be able to then, I mean, I just interviewed Hugh Cornell from the Stranglers, who's playing in August up here at the Blue Mountains Theatre.
Okay.
And just the thought that I can say to people, you can actually still go and see this guy who's been doing it for 50 years. You can go and see him performing, but that's rare. So the next thing, of course, is the tribute band, where, you know, we were just recommending for people to go down to the theatre and see the Dreams show, which is, you know, Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks, you know.
Yeah.
The people, when you go and see the shows and you talk to them, they're so dedicated that it's, you know, and so many people say, you know, it's like going to see the live performance, you know, that many years ago.
Yeah.
Because
part of that is not just sounding like, but also looking like they're really committed, you know.
Well, that's it. I mean, if they're just going through the motions, you can quickly tell. But most of the time, they're not, you know. We had the Motown show up here last year, and they were so invested in making sure that the whole thing was really an experience that brought out that, but also that was a great show, you know, for people to go and see and get them up in the aisles and have them dancing about.
That's a lot of fun. Yeah, we get that as well. I love that when there's sort of a packed room, but people are still trying to get up and get a little dance in. We had we have the Fleetwood Pack coming up,
all right,
in March, and we had, I think they're already gone now, but it was the a Bee Gees tribute, but they had the original drummer.
All right.
Yeah, and he was there last year as well, and
well, that's always cool. That always adds little bit of a original flavor to
way back in the day, so long ago, but so that was cool. So what we have, we have a really interesting musical experience. Well, it's kind of a combo. It's called Stories That Must Be Heard, and it's on Saturday, and it is a combination of circus and opera and classical music, kind of this.
Wow.
It's a really powerful experience, and it's created by an Australian composer by the name of Chloe Carity, and it's telling these two profound stories about Australian refugees who fled to Australia and their experiences,
right,
which are not great. And it is set, so it's cool because there's like acrobats.
Yeah.
And like the photos are quite stunning. There's like somebody playing violin, but also up on a spinning thing. And I mean, wow, I don't even know what to expect. So that is on.
That's the reason for going to the larger venues, of course, is you can see these multifaceted shows that have so much to experience. You know, one thing that you're doing this, you're watching this, then all of a sudden the genre changes and the mood changes and there's something else going on. But the whole thing is telling you a story. It's very much, it makes, you know, it just makes that whole idea of going to see a live show so much more worthwhile.
And this one is, they're not violinists. The violinist is, her title is actually acrobatic violinist.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, an acrobat. I'm just so curious. I mean, they're very talented, obviously.
Yeah, no, of course.
So, yeah, my son's.
How do they describe that in their CVs, you wonder?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, you just never knew that there were certain jobs out there.
That's it, yeah.
But that's on Saturday, so we've got Ross on Friday. Stories Must Be Heard on Saturday. And we also have this fun thing, but this is actually during the week. It's called Ghost, and it's this... I saw that.
That you go through the experience of, you know, being in a haunted space and discovering.
Well, yeah. So I haven't actually done it yet. I watched the whole setup, and but it's on weeknights, so it's weeknights only. And
right.
So if you decided to go to Rossa, you could pop in and do this. And this one is free, and it's kind of like a ghost story, sort of semi-spooky, like immersive auto experience. And you use this handheld device and headphones.
Yeah.
And you kind of tune in and you listen. And it's just a 15-20 minute self-guided kind of audience experience thing where you're just wandering around in the foyer.
Right.
And then it's like a twist on the classic ghost story. So it's kind of like a museum tour, video game, podcast thing all together. But it's very, very cool. And
but it's set up for the space, yeah. So
and it's by Operated Coin, and it's a kind of Operated Coin and Q Theater combo, like, and they do a lot of combining of technology and theater experience,
right,
to do
right.
really interesting things. So that is the Culture of Late Western Sydney program that was by New South Wales government. So
right.
That is quite cool. I want to get down there and see that one evening. I was going to do it this weekend, and then I remembered, oh, darn, it's actually just the weeknights. So, and then we have daytime music once a month, morning melodies. A lot of theaters have morning melodies.
Yep.
And this is more tribute stuff, but these people are stunningly talented and so fun. And we just about sell these out.
Right.
And it's the last Wednesday of every month at 11 okay. a.m.
Right.
And there is a morning tea.
So that means this coming Wednesday, yeah?
Yes, it's next Wednesday on the 28th of February. This one's called Caught in the Act. And who do we have on? We have Simon Gillespie, Sharon Calabro, and Graham Toole. And so they're well known for singing different themes, right? So Graham sings songs by Glenn Campbell and Kenny Rogers, you know, Rhinestone Cowboy and stuff. And then Sharon does Karen Carpenter. And I love Karen Carpenter so much.
Of course.
And then Simon does Peter Allen and Tenterfield, Sadler and Rio and stuff like that. Right, so yeah, that is a once a month thing, but they get booked out because the people who attend these shows regularly almost book kind of it in big lots. You know, they're like, okay, every month we're going to book it. But yeah, that's a fun one, a really fun one. And then we have, so this is another one of those moments where I didn't grow up here. Alex Lloyd.
Oh, okay.
Alex Lloyd coming up on the 9th of March. He's one night only.
Right. And is it just him or is it him and his son?
It's just him.
Right.
As far as I know, yeah.
We had him up here last year, and he's actually a friend of ours who has a B&B at the end of the street. So the lady who owns the B&B brought all her girlfriends up. And then, they all met up at the B&B, and then went up to the Baroque to see Alex. But he was here.
I know he was up at the Baroque. Yeah.
Yeah. But he was up here with his son, and it's so interesting to watch because his son is basically a, you know, younger version of himself. You know.
Oh,
so
really?
We were talking to Alex, and he said, oh, there's this thing I like to do is where I like to get my son to go out before me, sort of thing, there's always a gasp of, you know, of everybody in the audience going, my God, he looks so young, you know.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Is his son's name Dominic?
I think so. That sounds about right. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, he might be there then. He's supported by Dominic, so if that's him.
Yeah. So yeah. Well, that's what he's been doing lately. recently is touring with his son to the way he does, he does it just for that effect, you know. Other than that, you know, they're just a duo and they're great and blah blah blah, but he really enjoys that that little joke that he runs at the beginning of the show.
Oh, okay. So he's an icon, Alex. You know, I've gone way down the Alex Lloyd road, learning all about him. You know, listening to his, you know, you were amazing.
Yeah. So, but he did a great show when he came up. He apparently, like within recent years, had some health issues and blah blah blah, and he sort of got on top of all that. And obviously, once again, he's touring. I mean, having his son along, I think, helps. With the you know, the just running a show, but he seems in a great space, and he put on a great show up here. So.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was a sold out show, I think, was it? Yeah,
indeed, yes, it ended up being sold out. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm looking forward to that. It's in March. That's just a couple of weeks, actually.
This is Talking Arts, our weekly focus on a wide array of art forms, hosted by the Professor every Thursday from 6. Every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. for Scattered Sounds with John Unicum. John plays truly original vinyl recordings and CDs from his amazing, extensive music collection. Some weeks it's Motown, some weeks it's Mozart. You never know exactly what music it's going to be, except that it's going to be good. It's well researched and presented with reverence. That's Scattered Sounds every Wednesday on RBM from 6 to 8 p.m.
Yeah, I got busted speeding. Drink driving.
I was caught texting while driving.
I wasn't wearing my seatbelt.
I copped a fine and 5 points.
I had to cop losing my license.
I copped a hefty fine.
So, if you speed?
Don't wear a seatbelt.
Text while driving.
Or drink and drive.
Take it from me. You can stop it or cop it.
A message from New South Wales Government.
From the Park Street Social here. Join us for a night of good vibes, great atmosphere and the finest house music the Blue Mountains has to offer as we celebrate our first year of events at the Baroque in Katoomba. Tickets are available through humanitix.com at a low price of $25. However, as RBM listeners, you get a special discount code. Just type in RBM20 in the promo code for a special discount. So come and join us and the most inclusive and best crowd in the mountains on the 9th of March at the Baroque in Katoomba.
Springwood Growers Market is a farmers and growers market that runs on the fourth Sunday of the month from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Springwood in the Blue Mountains. Parking is available, as is public transport to Springwood Station and then a brisk walk to the community hub. There is fast food available on site and public toilets. Open since 2015, Springwood Growers Market proudly hosts over 50 growers and producers. Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub is located at 104 to 108 Macquarie Road, Springwood. For inquiries, ring 0414 733 400.
The time is rolling on here, isn't it?
Oh, God, yes.
Like Lisa, in the beginning of February.
It's like, yeah. But I did notice that a lot of people, just after the last few years we've had, a lot of people have only just started coming back from, you know, having a quite an extended break. Everybody took January off.
I took a long time as well. Yeah. I just needed to. It was just such a run to the finish line last year. We were so busy.
And the last 3 years before that, you know, it was just too much. Yeah. You know, everybody needed a break and it was the opportunity to do that. So
yeah, it was nice. It was really good. So we had a bit of time off as well, as much as you can.
Yeah.
And then you just sort of hit the ground running on your way back.
Brilliant. Well, look, thanks so much for coming on, Lisa.
No worries. Next time I'll talk a bit more about the gallery, because the gallery, Penrith Regional Gallery.
Definitely. So it was good that we've got you on the arts program, because we need to cover what's happening at the gallery. So
yeah, we have music there, we have exhibitions there, all sorts as well, because it's a beautiful space. People call it the Lures Gallery, but it is formally Penrith Regional Gallery,
right,
of the Lures request. But yeah, so we need a little some underground tunnel that we can run back and forth under the river, because I do all of their PR as well. So
okay. So how do you normally get over there? You have to go around.
I'm only, you know, I work a lot from home, or I'm just out and about doing things.
Sure.
To be honest, it doesn't really make a difference. But I like to pop into all the exhibition openings, and we have a twilight kind of thing we do there, and we have that great cafe at Lures. So nice. Nice to have a little drink and chill out and start the weekend. Yeah.
Right.
That's good stuff. Ooh. I think there was going to be a twilight tomorrow, but I think they're worried about the heat, because down in Penrith, and it's supposed to be.
So do you know what shows are currently on there at the moment?
Well, what we've got a summer suite of exhibitions, three different exhibitions, and that runs until the 28th. Of April, and so we tend to, you know, we have always within our suite, we will have some local artists, and there is an immersive sound and sculpture installation called Tephra, T-E-P-H-R-A, which delves into the volcanic history of the greater Blue Mountains region.
It's
really cool. And it is the first solo exhibition from Western Sydney artists who are also sisters, Caitlin and Natasha Dumpler, and they have all this multidisciplinary background between them of music and silversmithing and glass, and so they've combined it all in a really cool way. And that's on till the 28th. So we have seasonal exhibitions on every few months. So obviously, like summer, this summer one lasts until April, and then we'll have one starting. There'll be like a 2-week break where they do the swap around, and then that will start in May. That'll be the autumn exhibition. But yeah, so there'll be three because we have the main gallery space, and then we have the different rooms that you can go into at the gallery. You have to wander all around, make sure you don't miss anything, because there's kind of the old house. And next time I can give you like a big background of the gallery of Gerald and Margot Lewis, et cetera.
So oh, good. Yeah, now we'll save that, save some for the next time. Definitely. As I said, that'll be pretty much in sort of a month's time, and we'll do that.
Yeah, we have coming up music-wise, I think, like you can always drop in. The exhibitions are free, all free. We have a Twilight that's on the 22nd of March. And right. That is a live and local artist, Olivia Dustman, a young artist. So, yeah, she's great. Great guitar player. Brilliant. Singer-songwriter. So,
excellent.
Heaps and heaps and heaps on, but come down and see me.
Okay. Well, as I said, we'll catch you just before that again. So we'll do this about this time, maybe a little bit earlier next month before that event. So sure. Somewhere around the 20th or whatever the Thursday is before that. Thank you. As I said, thank you so much, Lisa. It's brilliant to have you on and brilliant to catch up again.
Thank you. After I love so much it. Time. Thanks for inviting me. That's great.
And we'll just do the last bit of housekeeping. So if people want to find out what's going on at the Joan, I imagine they can just go to the website.
Yep, thejoan.com.au or pemmethregionalgallery.com.au. And it's we got a big website. Just click on the what's on and you can see everything that's on.
Yep. And if they're after those rare last minute tickets for Tim Ross's show, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah. So thejoan.com.au, and under what's on, just go to Rosso. You can see the picture of him looking rather dapper, leaning against something. And
a structure, yes.
Leaning against a structure, yeah, because his show, he's got this architectural curiosity, and he's just gone and taken it to the next level. I saw one, I think it was a year ago. He just goes to all kind of interesting, architecturally interesting buildings,
right,
and has created a whole show around it. And so
it's weird because I don't, thinking back to American Rosso, I don't think about the architecture at all. So
no, I know. But if you just Google him, you can see that he's done this in all these really interesting houses and places. He's a modernist, so he goes to a lot of like modernist buildings and houses and things that. So he was at the gallery last year because that's an architecturally interesting place.
Right.
And this one is about the it's kind of comedy as well. So it's a funny thing about the pilgrimage that a lot of families make to the Brisbane Expo 88.
All right. Yep.
So that's why it's called Rosso 88. So anyway, should be cool. But yeah, I think there's a few tickets left for that. And that's just on the Joan website,
Rosso. That's it. 88. So do that right now, folks, because that's
do that right
that's,
now. Yeah.
That's on tomorrow. So
that's on tomorrow.
It's on so you'll be lucky. So better grab the phone as soon as you turn the radio down.
Yeah, and actually, since it is a weeknight, you could go and explore that
Do the ghosts. Yeah.
That's free. Just if you pop in early.
Well, that gives you a house theme for the evening is architecture and then haunted spaces. So I think that's
exactly.
Excellent. Lovely, Lisa. Now, with every interview I do, I always hassle the interviewee for a musical reference. Now, I know that more than most of my interviewees who are doing whatever they're doing, you'll definitely have a musical reference, something either that you actually sing yourself or that someone you've been listening to lately.
In a way, it's almost hard for me. But the first thing that pops to my mind, since we were chatting about kind of like buildings and homes, whatever, was Pat Benatar, because I grew up listening to lots and lots of stuff. But when I was an early singer, I really liked Pat Benatar. So pretty much all of her early stuff. She was trained as an opera singer as well.
Right.
And yeah, she had some super high notes that I I maybe did once, and that was the end of it. But yeah, love her. Hit me with your best shot, one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, yeah, we'll do that then.
I could have 50 years worth of songs, so I'll start my list now.
Yeah, start your list now, and you know, we'll play a couple next month.
Okay, cool.
But I like the idea of, you know, it approaching some sort of theme in because of something we've discussed or whatever. So that's good.
Yeah. That's just kind of popped into my head.
There you are. They're the best ones. They're the best ones.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on.
Okay, Lisa. Sure.
And all right, take care.
And, yeah, have a good weekend. You going to see some of these shows? Or?
I'm going to see Stories That Must Be Heard.
Brilliant. Yep. One. Excellent.
And everyone keeps saying, you're going to Russell. So I might.
Yep. I might. Okay. Brilliant.
All right.
Thank you, Lisa. And, yeah, here's Pat Benatar.
Woo! Awesome.
Hey there, Dins from the Park Street Social here. Join us for a night of good vibes, great atmosphere, and the finest house music the Blue Mountains has to offer as we celebrate our first year of events at the Baroque in Katoomba. Tickets are available through humanitix.com at a low price of $25. However, as RBM listeners, you get a special discount code. Just type in RBM20 in the promo code for a special discount. So come and join us and the most inclusive and best crowd in the mountains on the 9th of March at the Baroque in Katoomba.
Listen from 6 p.m. Thursday nights on Radio Blue Mountains to the Arts and Culture Show, where we present 2 hours of arts, music and interviews, as well as extensive listings of live music, theatre and exhibitions and events happening in the Greater Blue Mountains region. First up is the GBM Cairns Arts Interview Program, Talking Arts, followed by Blue Mountains Live, with a weekly directory of the local and touring acts in your area. Tune in to The Professor from 6 p.m. every Thursday right here on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM.
I'm Grace Petrie. I'm a singer-songwriter from the UK, and you're listening to Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM.
Well, it's a jungle out there.
Hi everyone, I'm Jimmy Carr, not the famous comedian, but the local Blue Mountains musician, and you are listening to Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM. I am just a figment.